Today is Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Megan Lynch. Thousands of Ameren customers in Missouri and Illinois still in the dark this morning. About 5,000 Illinois customers without power. That number small in comparison to more than 21,000 Missouri customers who still don't have power. The bulk of those outages are reported in St. Louis County. At the peak of last night's storms, 32,000 customers in Missouri, 16,000 in Illinois were without electricity. Ferguson's city manager, Dave Musgrave, in a Facebook post says there's a significant storm damage throughout his city, but no injuries. At this time, we have confirmed at least 6 downed trees, including 2 that have fallen onto structures. Power outages reported along the West Florissant Business Corridor and numerous power lines down throughout the city. They're asking if you can avoid travel in Ferguson today to do that. The Missouri Rural Water Association has awarded its highest honor for the best tasting water in the state.
Jefferson County Public Water Supply District Number 2 took top honors in this year's Show Me Tap Water Roundup contest. It'll now compete in the nationwide Great American Water Taste Test next February to determine which state has the best tasting water. Sue Danielson, Missouri Net.
There's a new state-of-the-art police station in Maryland Heights for the St. Louis County Central Police Precinct. It's been in the works for several years. It's named in honor of St. Louis County Police Detective Antonio Valentine, who died in the line of duty December 2021. Chief Kenneth Gregory.
I'll never forget that day. My last day with St. Louis County Police Department will be Thursday, April the 30th, and that is also the birthday of Antonio Valentine, another day that I won't forget.
Gregory told Detective Valentine's family the new second precinct will always have Antonio Valentine's name on it. The woman charged in connection with the fatal Steak and Shake shooting set to appear in court today. A judge expected to deliberate a reduction of 20-year-old Jada Bell's $1 million cash-only bond. Bell's charged with first-degree murder, assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and 3 counts of armed criminal action in connection with the drive-through killing April 8th. Today's hearing scheduled for 10 a.m. The St. Louis County prosecutor offering you a way to get out of paying for old traffic offenses. Prosecuting attorney Melissa Price-Smith says all you have to do is take a certified education course.
Once they complete this class successfully, the infraction is dismissed. They don't get points on their license, and ultimately, their insurance is not increased.
Price-Smith tells KMOX's Total Information AM the office is facing a 6,000-ticket backlog of minor traffic offenses dating back to 2021. One note, DWIs and other serious violations are not part of the program. St. Charles residents could start seeing drones arrive to the scene of 911 calls. The St. Charles County Council considering a program that would allow drones to assist first responders. Police say the drones can fly 3 miles in 90 seconds and would give them a better view of a scene before first responders arrive. That's according to our partners at Fox 2. The plan expected to be discussed at tonight's City Council meeting. An iconic athletic brand, which you may not have even known had a plant here, is handing out pink slips.
Nike is cutting 172 jobs at its Air Sole manufacturing facility in St. Charles County this summer. The company filed a WARN Act notice confirming the cuts at its Air Manufacturing Innovation Plant on Research Park Drive in St. Charles. They'll take effect on June 26th. The cuts are part of a broader round of 1,400 layoffs Nike announced this week. The struggling athletic giant recently saw its stock hit an 11-year low after disappointing earnings and declining sales in China. The St. Charles facility has been a part of Nike's specialized manufacturing footprint in this metro area since 1995, making the Air Sole units that go into some of the company's most iconic shoes. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, Evertrue Crossroads at Bevo Mill officially opening later this week. The senior housing development at Gravois and Morganford is already 70% leased. There's a big demand for affordable housing in the city for seniors, with Evertrue's waiting list about 2 to 3 years long. The Post-Dispatch reports about 18% of those 65 and older in the city live below the poverty line.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.